Just noticing your breathing. Noticing the breath. Noticing how the body and your system are becoming more attuned to these times when we are together. When you are listening to me, when I am feeling you. And when as a group, we come together consciously, intentionally, effortlessly. Your body relaxes more quickly now. The mind perhaps starting to very gently drift. Soften, really, more softening. That's all right, that's enough. It needn't be totally still and silent and empty. Soft is enough. Sometimes soft is better than just enough. Just a little more space is enough. The energies are strong now when we come together. There is a pool of frequency, pattern, and potential that we have created, and we expand that. We add to it. We purify it every time we come together. So even if your human aspects feel weary or sad or frazzled or chaotic, it's all right. I promise you that all of that is just a small, small part of the fullness of who you are. In fact, it is but a fraction. It is not as important as we are led to believe it is here in these realms, in the third dimensional manifest realms. Our state of mental and emotional being, even the physical beingness, is not as important. Simply because it is such a small aspect of the fullness of who you are, and beyond the who you are, is the what you are. And that is massive. It's boundless. It is powerful and pure. Find the love. Look for the love. Be full of care. Be mindful about what you are being invited to pay attention to now. You You are feeding realities. Realities have been seeded as thoughts and potentials. And then you, we, all of us, are being invited to feed them. Be aware. Where you are placing your attention. Begin to train yourself, your human aspects that have been very unconsciously trained. Begin to consciously train yourself to look for and find love. In the smallest aspects of your daily life. Find the love. If you have to look at a little plant being and simply sink into wonder and awe of its perfect leaves and its little halo of life force energy that pulses from it. Sink into that perfect shining moment of love and appreciation. A beloved pet, a moment of blue sky and full sun, and these are all times, yes, when find the love is effortless. But that's good. Work on that. Expand that. Just as though we are laying down new neural pathways. Where we become used to searching, seeking out, expanding our frequencies along pathways of love and the expectation of the experience of love, appreciation. And when you find yourself, as we all will, when you find yourself in a moment of unconsciousness, you sort of come to in the moment and you realize that your mental body, your emotional body has been a little bit hijacked by a particular narrative. Then it becomes, perhaps there is more effort, more work. That's fine. You are up to it. Do the work. And in that moment, you then must work to find the love. You stop yourself and say, no, no, no. I'm not going to feed that. I'm not going to energize that. I'm not going to embolden the pathways of the seeking out, the acknowledging, the reveling in lower frequencies, lower potentials, lower timelines. We've been trained to do that, you know. Down to this idea that it's somehow, that is real life. One must be real and realistic. and take one's head out of the clouds. Interesting, real life always seems to be the harsher one, doesn't it? My, what a program that is. But a program is all it is. And we have energized it. And then we seek evidence to support that. You understand, you know how it goes. You know how the mind works. Retrain those pathways. Reclaim control and sovereignty over those pathways, those movements of energy within your own being, the human aspects of self, the mental body, the emotional body, because those two then will largely dictate the biochemical environment that your cells are going to seek to function in. Can we possibly expect the body consciousness to function at the highest level possible in those circumstances? No, of course not. Of course not. Find the love. Feel it. If we seek to ultimately bring forth the new earth, the higher dimensional expression of this planet that we came here to bring about, to assist with, then at some point we have to start to stop focusing on the old. And even if it is to say, well, I'm focusing on the takedown of the old, the dismantling of the old, the false, the restrictive, the life-denying, the destructive. There will be some of that, of course. It is a great and terrible thing that we are witnessing, that we are a part of. But it is exactly this that we must now move into a different expression of responsibility for. We are a part of this. There are still those who are exploring the realms of unconsciousness and surrender. Meaning, surrender meaning not acting in conscious engagement, sovereignty, and expression of the fullness of who they are at the highest levels. There are many who are still experiencing and will continue to experience these times of difficulty that are upon us now and that are yet to come. From a degree that we would call unconscious. And so, once again, you know this. Fellow Master of Light, if we are capable of rising, then it is incumbent upon us to rise. And it seems like a small thing, yes, to just be aware of what is moving through your mind, what you are engaging with, what energies you are running through your bodies. It seems a small thing. But I tell you, we are creating, we are participating in this great co-creation. Yes, we're creating. And that is one of the great contributors to the state that we are all in collectively now on this planet, is the fact that energies have just been moved, catalyzed, and patterned with absolutely no input from us. We have been in this somnambulistic state. And so now, the work is to be extremely aware. Regain control of the energy flows that move through us. Yes, the thoughts and the emotions and the physical body. But our energy systems as well. What are we connecting to from a macrocosmic standpoint? What morphic fields? We'll talk more about that, I think, at another time. Greater thought forms, collective thought forms, which through the unconsciousness of the collective are fomented and they get larger and more powerful. Be aware of what you are feeding. And when you catch yourself investing your life force energy in something, an emotional state, a thought, a belief about an outcome, and it doesn't have to be about what's going on in the world right now. Turn your attention. I know it sounds paltry, but it is powerful. Take your attention off. Unplug from the flow. That is not beneficial. That is not in alignment with your mission, with our mission on this planet, to raise this planet and all life back to light. You take your attention off of that. You unplug. And you act as the sovereign being that you are. And then you find love. You find love within you. You find perhaps, as we said earlier, something perhaps quote-unquote external to you that can help you to connect to love. Perhaps even you might be dealing with someone who has wildly opposing views from you. Now we get into the mastery work. In those moments, find the love, because it is there. And when you do that, you shatter, you help to splinter those massive paradigms, those global morphic fields that have held people. That have kept them rigidly believing falsities about themselves, about one another, about what is possible. You crack that a little bit more, a little bit more. You pour light into those cracks every time. you have the opportunity to run those lower, darker, denser frequencies through you, to participate in them. And you choose instead to find the love. Love is real life. Love is reality. You want to come back to reality? That's what we're doing here. I hope that we have all enjoyed our periods of these last couple of weeks. A lot of the information, the messages, the suggestions have been around rest, as you know. Power down, disconnect. Well, Master, the good news and the bad news is that things are accelerating now. Yet again, we're going to move through this relatively quickly. But it is time to stand again. It is time to rise again. In your power, not the power of the human realms, not the power of the third dimension or even the fourth dimension, purest light, the power of your highest and clearest connection with Source. It is time to rise in that power. It is time to run those energies and frequencies and patterns through your system, and they will then be reinterpreted. They will be experienced then by your human levels as emotions and thoughts, biochemistry. You will not need to reach for that. It will not be an effort to create that first alignment. First is love. Find that. Spoiler alert, it's not actually that hard to find. You're going to start to see it everywhere. Pour that love into this group configuration. We are creating a very powerful pattern in the field. Feel the love from the others in this group, the appreciation for you. Good.